podcast that is based on the controversy with the acne medication named Accutane. My name is Sam.
And my name is Madison. So, Accutane is very controversial, mainly because of the side effects that it could have on people. But it also is often prescribed by doctors because of the amazing help it can do for your skin.
One of the main side effects is birth defects if you take this medication when you're pregnant. So one of our experts on our podcast, Dr. Schultz, who's from the University of Minnesota, will be able to answer more questions about the birth defects that this medicine has and more side effects for Accutane later in the podcast.
So today we have three guests, Dr. Schultz, like Sam said, who's a dermatologist, Scott Irvin, who's taken Accutane recently, and Julia Ruby, who has not taken the drug but has very strong views towards it. We have many questions for all three of our guests, but the main question we are working towards is answering is, what are the risks and the benefits of Accutane, which will easily be answered by all of our guests today.
So let's invite our first guest, Scott Irvin. You can start by like saying your name and like your job and whatever you want.
Okay, good. I'm so excited to be here today on your podcast. And I started Accutane about 3 months ago. And that was for adult acne. I tried everything else on the market prior to being on Accutane. I was on another drug for quite some time.
What was that drug called?
It was called Ceftin.
The one you have right there?
Yep, the one I happen to have.
Perfect.
All right, there you go.
And are you still on that?
I'm not. I was on it about 10 years.
For acne?
Well, that's a long time.
Oh, I was on it one time
Did that have any side effects?
I did not, no, but it's a... It is an antibiotic, so I am now immune to that antibiotic because I was on it.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So you were on Accutane for a while, and then you got off for 2 weeks, and then you got back on.
Right.
Why'd you get off of it?
Well, I just wanted to see what would happen after I'd been on it for a while, to see if acne would come back. And if my skin would come back to normal because it was super dry. So I just wanted to see what happened with that. And then, of course, things started to come back. So I went back on Accutane. And then after speaking with the doctor, she said, I needed to be on it for at least 4 to 6 months, at a minimum.
What made you decide that you wanted to go on Accutane?
Well, I needed to get off of the antibiotic. And the doctor, she knew that I had tried all the different types of medicine, and this really was the final step trying to clear up acne.
When you went off of Accutane, what did you experience, and then did your skin stay the same, or did it begin to break out again?
No, when I went off Accutane, my skin changed. I didn't really break out, but my skin definitely changed and became much more oily. And I didn't start to break out, but my skin started to hurt like I was going to break out, you know, like it was going to start again. So that's the one thing that I really noted. And that's why I went back on.
We have this quote from Morales Cardona and G. Sanchez Venegas. It says, a total of 142 patients were followed up for 24 months or until relapse occurred. The relapse rate was 15 events per 100 person year or a follow-up. The risk of relapse was twice as high among men, which is probably why you experienced it.
Right.
And the protective effect of maintenance treatment with topical retinoids was 32% for each month of use. The risk of relapse was 3.5 times higher among women not receiving anti-androgen therapy. So... that's a lot of people who actually relapse.
A lot, yes.
I didn't know it was that high.
That's why the doctor said I needed to stay on it a longer period of time.
Okay, right. Then we have like one final big question. So we want to know your opinion on what you think about Accutane, like weighing the risks and the benefits. Like, what's your final opinion?
Right. Well, with men, there's there's not a huge risk factor. So I was okay with it just because there isn't a huge risk factor. There's a ton of side effects that could happen, but they're typically not common in men. With women, it's a whole different story with side effects. I was fine with what could possibly happen, because if you stop taking it, those side effects would go away.
Okay, thank you for coming on our podcast.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thank you.
All right, nice to meet you too.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Sam and I were able to do a Zoom call with Dr. Schultz, who is a dermatologist at the University of Minnesota. We asked her many questions, and she offered a ton of advice and information about acne.
Overall, Dr. Schultz mentioned the main side effects, the positives, and the negatives when taking the medication.
She told both Sam and I that the main side effects is dryness of the skin. She also told us that there's more rare side effects, such as suicidal thoughts, but it's very rare, and it has not been proven that it is the medication that causes these thoughts.
Dr. Schultz also talked about who should go on Accutane, and she mentions that it should be people who have severe acne and or severe acne scarring. When we asked about how the dose is determined for a patient, she told us it depends on the person's weight.
She also talked about why patients need blood tests so often. She said monthly blood tests are not required, but we used to do blood tests monthly, monitoring cholesterol, blood counts, and liver tests, as these can rarely be affected by Accutane. Most recent evidence shows that if people are doing well after the first 1 to 2 months, they are unlikely to experience issues.
She also said that women do need a monthly pregnancy test. We just want to thank Dr. Schultz for taking time out of her schedule to meet with us and share her advice on Accutane and for being in our podcast. Thanks, Dr. Schultz. Our third expert on our podcast is my mom, Julia Ruby. So we're going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Julia Ruby. I'm Samantha Ruby's mom.
The first thing that we want you, well, second thing, I guess, is state your overall views towards Accutane.
I'm totally not for this medication. One, being that I'm a female. Two, I have all daughters that have all had an acne issue sometime in our life, and this medication, I don't think, has been out long enough to do the studies of the long-term effect, but being the fact that you have to take a pregnancy test monthly is scary. Mm-hmm. I have been offered this drug by a dermatologist in the past, and being that I'm a female, I refuse to take the medication. We don't know. I mean, they say that there's side effects to the burst. Well, what happens 10 years from now when you get off the medication? That's mm-hmm. where my biggest concern is, or why I feel against the medication.
What is the biggest risk, in your opinion, with taking the medication?
What will happen 10 years from now when you decide that you want to have a family and you couldn't get pregnant during the medication? So what is the side effects after the fact? That's the biggest issue for me.
Okay, well, thanks for joining our podcast, Mom.
Yes. Yeah,
thank you.
So now that we've had all three of our guests, we are both going to talk about our opinions on Accutane, and I'm pretty sure we have, like, the same opinion. I think that, I mean, like, dealing with acne, I think it's worth it, but also, like, listening to what my mom said about it. Like, what happens in 10 years, that's also, like, it kind of differs my opinion in a way. Like, I don't know.
That you should take the medication because you could accidentally get pregnant. Like, one thing about the Accutane that's good is, like, once you have it, you're not supposed to get it again. Or if you do, you're not supposed to get that severe. Like, according to Casey Soliga, statistics show that 70% of people treated with this medication will have clear skin for life. And the other 30% may have some acne again, but usually it's, like, not as severe. And if it's a low dose of the Accutane, and if it's, like, depends on the treatment. Like, if you have a longer treatment, then you're supposed to have, it's, like, a long-term cure for the acne. Mm-hmm. But then you could come back if you don't have, if you're not on the, like, treatment for that long. But, like, it won't come back as bad.
I have another quote. According to Dr. Dorham Hearth. When tolerated well, Accutane is a miracle drug and likely the only option to offer a potential cure for those who suffer from severe cystic acne.
And, like, there's, like, more than just that, though, with, like, the positives of, like, Accutane. Like, apparently it's supposed to, like, produce less oil and less inflammation. Also, it's, like, a pill form, so it's easier than a lot of other stuff, like, where other medications, like, there's a bunch of steps they have to take. So it's, like, a lot easier. So I just want to thank everyone for listening to our podcast on the controversy with the acne medication named Accutane. And today we talked about how controversial Accutane is and how it can do wonders for the skin and just getting rid of acne overall. We also talked about the pros and cons of Accutane and why Accutane is recommended.
We also talked about the main side effects of Accutane, such as birth defects and some other cons of Accutane.
I would like to thank our three guests who helped us to make this podcast great and reliable. I would like to thank Dr. Schultz, who is a dermatologist and expert, for giving us great information and answers to our many questions on the side effects of Accutane.
And both Madison and I would also like to thank Scott Urban, who has taken Accutane, and for telling us about his personal experience and answer our questions about Accutane and the certain effects he encountered on his journey.
And finally, we would both like to thank Julia Ruby for expressing her opinion and strong views on the subject. We're also so grateful to have you all here and for helping us to make this podcast able to happen, as we couldn't do it without every single one of you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Thank you.